Page 64. Conclusion. Robert Walton finished writing Victor Frankenstein's story at the end of August 17. He then went on to tell his sister what happened over the following few weeks.
August the 26th, 17. My dear sister, you have read this strange and terrifying story. Do you feel your blood run cold with horror as mine does? Currently, I'm surrounded by ice, which might break the ship at any moment. It is extremely cold, and several of my men have already died. Some sailors asked me to promise that when the ship was free, we go south. But Frankenstein asked them why they had come so far only to turn back. He praised their courage, and said they would be heroes when they found the way through the ice to the Pacific Ocean, which was the aim of the expedition. He begged them to continue. I asked them to consider what Frankenstein had said, but told them I would not continue further north if they decided against it. September the 9th, 17. The ice began to move. By this time, Frankenstein was very weak. September the 11th, 17. We were completely free of the ice, and a passage to the south opened up. When the sailors saw this, they shouted with pleasure. This awoke Frankenstein, who asked why they were shouting. "Because they will soon return to England," I replied. "Are you really returning?" he asked. "I'm afraid so," I answered. "I cannot lead them into danger when they do not want to go." "Do what you want, Walton," he said. "But I will not go. My purpose is clear, and I must follow my enemy." I called the ship's doctor. He said that Frankenstein had only a few hours left to live. Some time later, he called me to him and said, "Walton, I still wish for the death of my enemy. I created him, and I should kill him, but I have failed. Please promise me that you will kill him if you find him. The fact that he is still alive to do evil things when I am close to death worries me." He died a few minutes later. I went out to get some fresh air. It was midnight and the ship was sailing towards England. Suddenly I heard horrible sounds coming from my cabin. I ran downstairs and opened the door. There was the creature that Frankenstein had described, gigantic and ugly. He jumped towards the window when I entered. I have never seen anything more unpleasant than his face. The monster looked at me and pointed towards Frankenstein. "He is my victim too," he said. "With his death, it is all finished. Oh, Frankenstein, can I ask you to forgive me now, after I destroyed you by destroying all you loved? But he is cold. He cannot answer me." "You have carried your revenge too far," I said. "Frankenstein is now dead, thanks to you." "Do you think I enjoyed it?" asked the monster. "When I returned to Switzerland, I pitied Frankenstein. I hated myself. But when I discovered that he dared to hope for happiness in things which I could never enjoy, I felt jealous. Then I wanted revenge for all my misery. This became my only passion. And now it is ended. There is my last victim." "Monster," I cried. "You do not feel pity. You are shouting only because the victim is dead and no longer in your power." "That is not true," he interrupted. "I once had dreams of being accepted by people for what I was like, not for my appearance. Crime has made me lower than the lowest, but even the worst criminals have family and friends. And here I am without a friend in the world, alone. You seem to know my story. Why am I hated? And not Felix, who drove me away, or the father who shot me when I saved his child? They are all good people, and only I am not. This is all so unfair and makes me very angry. It is true that I am terrible. I killed the young and innocent, those who never hurt me, and I made my Creator's life a misery. There he lies, white and cold in death. You hate me. But your hate is not more than the hate I feel for myself. Do not worry. I will do no more wrong. My work is nearly complete. I will leave your ship on a piece of ice and find some wood to make a funeral fire. I will burn myself on the fire so that nobody else can find and recreate a creature like me. Only in death can I find rest and peace. Goodbye." And with this, he jumped out of the cabin window onto the piece of ice which lay below, and was soon carried away into the darkness.